This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a BetFest podcast. Listen live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Okay, that's the Sleepy Jackson's interpretation of Crowded House, Better Be Home Soon.
What a great version.
Unrecognisable. That's called interpreting.
It certainly made me want to get up and be happy.
Did it?
Yeah.
It sounded so bizarre. It reminded me of what we were talking about earlier with that whole robot thing. It was very robotic, wasn't it? We're talking about a documentary about people that want to have sex with robots. And we got an SMS from Taylor who said, "Good morning, Beck and Gary. It was very interesting and bizarre. And especially the guy who wanted his girlfriend to be more robotic in bed." I wonder what that would mean. Would that be like, you know, when you talk dirty to people, as I've heard?
What do you say?
Would you be like, "You are really turning me on"?
Rebecca.
Oh, that's not right. And of no connection whatsoever, but we have been talking about it the last couple of hours, and that is that there is new radio stations popping up in the regional areas of Australia called Free FM, and we're very lucky to have the broadcast manager from Free FM here. Very good morning to you, Tristan.
Hey, Beck and Gary, how are we?
We're good.
We're very well.
Now, you've made the trek this morning from the region to be here live.
Very long trek. Been up since 1 o'clock, so I think I need a coffee right after this.
Yeah, I would say so. So tell us, what is Free FM?
Yeah, well, Free FM, pretty much it's a whole ton of narrowcasting stations throughout a load of communities out in regional Australia. So, for example, Wagga Wagga or Broodonga, and we're looking at a few others. We're going to be launching very shortly. So we're sort of going to be doing a bit of what Joy 94.9 do in regards to helping out the gay and lesbian community, mainly because we have our own sort of issues that we have out in the sticks. It's the best way to put it. So, yeah, that's pretty much what Free FM is going to be all about. We're going to be doing as much as possible.
Okay, so Joy 94.9 is a community radio station, and I think a lot of our listeners probably don't have an understanding about how radio of community and public and commercial.
Yep.
And so, you know, if you're listening to your commercial radio stations, you know, they're
sort of much the big kingpins, and then you've got community, and then you've got us little narrowcasters. We're like the little fish that feed underneath the sharks. we're pretty much, we've got a broadcast area of like, I think it's 5 to 10 km, depending on how good the day is and how high our antenna is, like everything is. It depends on how big your stick is.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we're pretty much we're going to be broadcasting from Albury. That's where we're going to have our studio. And then probably, I think it's once a month or once a fortnight, we'll go up to Wagga and hold a community sort of meeting, sort of a bit of a social action team, because, yeah, we don't have any real focus groups other than Albury that we sort of know of.
Mm. So how did this come about?
Well, there's been a number of suicides of all things that have been happening in Albury and Wagga that a few of my friends have sort of been very close to, and it sort of has stemmed from that, and plus also watching Mardi Gras and listen to Joy 94.9's Mardi Gras broadcast. I was actually sitting there going, oh, you know, I've got to come up with a format that's gonna, it has to fit that small section of the community. And I was sitting there going, well, instead of trying to pretend to be someone who's into rave music and doing all that, I may as well, you know, do something for the community I'm actually a part of, and that's sort of how it all stemmed about. So over a few drinks watching Mardi Gras, it turned into, let's put a station together. And then, that's sort of how it's progressed. And it's gone from one station. Now we've just acquired a second license in Albury. A huge amount of community support, a number of businesses, and it's just evolved from there.
So we're talking about a year ago, not a week ago?
No, literally a week. We started, I acquired the license in Wagga in December, and I sort of have spent the past few months going, oh, you know, how, you know, the requirement is we have to target a niche market, and I just didn't know, and sort of been fumbling around trying to work out the right formula. And then, yeah, watching Mardi Gras, right? Literally only about a week ago, I went, sweet, this will work, and sent an email away to ACMA, which is the Communications and Media Authority, and they sent back going, yeah, sweet, that sounds fine. And
okay.
Yeah.
So your interest was in radio first.
It was in radio, yeah. I've done community radio up in Albury, and it was something which, you know, I just wanted to start of sort of get away from and do more sort of behind the scenes work. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've come across a license which was available, sort of snagged that, and yeah, that's
coming up with the reason for the license.
Yeah, which
came afterwards.
Yeah, it's quite a bit down the track. You know, it's been a few months, but in such a short amount of time, we've had nothing really stop us. We've had everyone sort of go, yeah, that sounds fantastic. What can we do to help? We've only had one or two sort of bumps along the way, and as I'm sure you can imagine, what some of the response we would get being in a country town, it's sometimes not exactly something that they're the most open to. But yeah, that's other than that, we've been going fantastically.
But great support for the gay community there as well.
Yeah, Albury has quite a large, you know, most people wouldn't actually, you know unless you went to Albury, but there is quite a large sort of gay and lesbian, transgender community in Albury. And then a little further, about an hour north, you've got Wagga, and it's a huge, mind the term, untapped potential that is there. And that's one reason why we've wanted to create something like this, because we've got no publications. You know, we can listen to Joy 94.9, as someone on our Twitter was sort of going, you know, that people have been able to listen online. But yeah, we want to create something that really is local. People can get involved with, you know, so they don't have to move away from the community because they feel like they've got no support. Offer them the support so they're not sort of going, you know, down the self-harm and depression and
not feeling isolated.
Yeah, that's basically because, like I said, we've got no real community group other than a group called Hume Phoenix in Albury. We've got no sort of real infrastructure. They meet once a fortnight for drinks and, you know, a few social events, but we've sort of got nothing in the way of, I guess, really putting our time and energy into something creative and that whole social action, you know, objective.
Mm. Well, we're talking to Tristan, who's a broadcast manager for a narrowcast radio station in the regional area of New South Wales and Victoria, Free FM. Can you stick around for a bit? I want to play Washington. Now, this has got a little bit of language in it, not too offensive. This is a song from one of her first EPs called Cement. Here at Joy 94.9, you're listening to Beckfast with Beck and Gary.
Beckfast is on Twitter. Follow her today at BEKFAST.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to Beckfast with Beck and Gary. And that was Cement by Washington. Love it.
It was great.
I love her. And, of course, she's touring again and I won't be here, which is disappointing because she keeps doing that. And I think that it's intentional and personal. but we have been chatting with Tristan, who has come here all the way from regional Victoria to chat with us about Free FM. And we were talking before about why you started it. You got the license, a bit chicken in the egg, wasn't it? You got your radio license first, your narrowcast license, and then you looked for the community, that narrow community to focus it on.
Yep.
You've decided gay and lesbian because it's needed in regional Victoria, New South Wales, and you've acquired a couple more licenses since then.
Yep.
So now when do we get to hear
Free FM? we're going to hopefully start our test broadcasting within the beginning of next month to mid next month. We'll have our iPod, iPhone, I think it's iPad, I think I'd mentioned that one.
Yeah.
Android online, all that technical stuff should come online by the end of next month. And then hopefully we'll be going live. We've penciled in the Tuesday, the 17th of May, which is, I think it's International Day Against Homophobia. So we're going to use that day to really sort of promote the cause and promote the station and sort of put it all in one nice package and put a bow around it.
Lovely.
So, and a great start.
And a timely reminder, I think, of why the station's been started. You said earlier that there's been some suicides related to homophobia or gay and lesbian issues.
It's sort of all around that sort of a whole ton of isolation, especially within the community, because there is nothing like that up in regional Australia. So that's sort of what we're trying to do. So, yeah.
So how can people get involved or support the station? I mean, if we're based here in Melbourne, we can certainly listen on those kind of electronic ways through those kinds of applications and online. But how else can we support the station?
Well, people can head to our website, which is everybodysfree.com.au, and that takes you through to our Facebook page, at least until our website gets up and running. Become a fan, stay up to date, you know, sort of keep track, because we are going to be coming down to Melbourne quite a bit, doing some outside broadcasts. We're going to be doing quite a quite a bit of travelling around, so you never know when we'll be in Melbourne or, you know, chill out, you know, for example, next year. So that's something we're going to really try and do. So that's the best place to go is our website, everybodysfree.com.au.
And will you be having members?
Yeah, we've got members. Adults, I think, are $50 per year. Concessions are $30. It helps us sort of run the station because, as I'm sure you can imagine, there's quite a large cost involved with purchasing equipment, you know, electricity, music, etc. And that runs for 12 months. And it's pretty much, yeah, you get, we're putting our own magazine together. So you'll get that, which will sort of have everything covering regional issues. Then you've got discounts, cards, CDs.
For the area,
yeah. Yeah, so we're going to hopefully be putting all that together. So we've got a few members at the moment in Wagga Wagga, and we're going to meeting tomorrow up there to meet everyone. So it should be hopefully quite well.
So if anyone's listening online today from Wagga, what are the details for the meeting tomorrow?
Pretty much tomorrow we're going to be down at the Wagga Music Bowl, which is, you can't miss it. It's sort of big shed in the middle of town in the Botanic Gardens. We're going to be there from 11. Pretty much, yeah, we've got a few people from Albury also making the trek up our north. And, yeah, we go through until 2 o'clock, but people can find anything and everything they need to know about the station, or they can head to our Twitter, which is twitter.com/free88fm.
Otherwise, you can follow Beckfast on Twitter, which is twitter.com/Beckfast. I'm always retweeting stuff that you guys are doing.
Yes.
So hopefully you'll get a whole heap of people out tomorrow to promote the cause, and stay in contact with us. We'd like to know how you go. I know that you're looking at sort of rebroadcasting some stuff from us and having some involvement here, and you know, we've been around for a long time, so we're willing to share all that kind of information. Save you reinventing the wheel, right?
Yeah, no, it is.
See,
definitely going to help.
I think so. So we've been chatting with Tristan from Free FM. Are you called Free FM? Because we're called Joy 94.9.
Yeah, well, we're just going with Free FM because we've got a whole ton of different frequencies, so it's better than sort of doing 88 FM, 87.8, and then 87.6. It's just, yeah, easy to go Free FM, so...
Well, all the very best of luck. So, a lot of testing over the next couple of months, and then we're fingers crossed for Idaho Day.
Yep.
Which is May 17th, did you say?
Yeah, Tuesday, May 17th. We're going to get a bit of sticky tape and a microphone, and hopefully we'll be on air. We'll do something. So.
Yeah, we've been there. Don't let these gorgeous digs now fool you. Yeah. There was a lot of MacGyver work with, you know, Mars bar wrappers and a toothpick. Yeah, for sure. Here at Joy 94.9, we've been talking to Tristan from Free FM. Thank you so much for making the trek all the way from Albury to here. And we'll be listening out for what you're doing in the future. In about 60 seconds' time, we're going to be hearing from a band called Hertz.
Hertz, London band of two boys, featuring in the latest edition of DNA magazine, actually. It's a song called Wonderful Life, and I do believe you've got a Kylie cover of it.
I have.
We're not playing that, though.
No, we'll play the original.
So, but we'd like to dedicate this to Tommy, if you're listening, in the Alfred Hospital.
Aww.
Tommy hurt his foot.
And he went to a lot of trouble to get a radio to his bedside.
So. Absolutely. So, hope your foot's healing, Tommy.
And his Hertz in about 60 seconds here at Joy 94.9.
Beckfast on Joy 94.9.
Woohoo!
Thanks for listening to a Beckfast podcast. Tune in live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.